Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, now that Christmas is just a memory, you may be wondering what to have for dinner tonight. Well, here's a suggestion that will make a big hit with everyone. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and watch your family enjoy its fragrant goodness. Yes, if you want to be sure tonight's dinner will click with the folks at your house, just as your Christmas feast did, then visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you sit them down to a dinner of thick, juicy steak, crusty brown roast beef, savory beef stew, or delicious boiled beef with horseradish as the main dish. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but it's just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for, too. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinner time needs. Don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. In an effort to help Penny to forget her worries a little while, Freddie Lang and Nora Williams have taken Penny and Pat's infant daughter, Valerie, to the Williams farm for the day. They've just entered the living room of the ramshackle farmhouse, and Nora says,
Miss Gibbs, this is my daddy. Daddy, this is Miss Gibbs.
Oh, how do you
Hello,
do?
Hello, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, and Daddy, this is Freddie Lang.
How are you, Freddie?
I do.
Well, sit down, both of you, and make yourselves comfortable if you can.
I'll throw the carcass over here.
Better not over there, young man. I haven't got around to fixing the leg on that chair yet.
Oh, Daddy, it's been months, and it'd take only a few minutes to fix it.
Well, I will one of these days, Nora. One of these days. Will the baby be all right over there by the fire, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, yes, I'm quite sure she will, Mr. Williams. In fact, I think she'd be quite safe anywhere in here. The house is lovely and warm.
Well, if it's warm, I think that's all that counts. Doesn't matter how a place looks, does it, as long as you can live in it. At least it makes living in it easy.
Oh, yes, it does.
Excuse me, Daddy, but I think I'll take Freddie outside and show him around the place. He's never seen a farm.
Oh, sure I have, Nora. In the movies I did. And they look better that way, too.
Freddie Lang, you promised you'd let me show you around.
You would remember that, wouldn't you, Nora? Okay, come on. Let's get it over with.
That's better. Excuse us, will you?
Go right ahead, Nora.
Of course, Nora.
This way, Freddie.
Okay, but make this a short tour, will you, Cricket?
Oh, just a minute, Freddie. I want to say something to Daddy. Please, I know it's not polite, but I just have to whisper something.
Oh, it's quite all right, Nora.
Thank you, Miss Gibbs. Daddy, please apologize to Miss Gibbs for not shaving.
What?
Please, Daddy.
Why should I?
Because you should, that's why. Do it, Daddy. It's just as if you promised.
I didn't promise anything.
Come on, Freddie. I'll show you a few things. I'll just bet you never saw that big old city you came from.
Well, of all things, how do you like that?
How do I like what, Mr. Williams?
You know what my daughter just whispered to me, Miss Gibbs?
No, and I don't think she intends for me to know.
Well, I think I'll tell you. She said I should apologize to you for not shaving this morning.
Oh, no, she didn't really.
She did. You'll tell her I apologized, will you?
It really isn't necessary.
Oh, but it is, Miss Gibbs. Nora was quite anxious for me to make a good impression on you. I suppose with this beard, I failed her now. But if you must know, Miss Gibbs, I just didn't feel like shaving this morning. In fact, I seldom do.
I imagine it's a terrible nuisance.
It is. Well, looks as if the fire needs another log. Do you think I can let it burn down for the time being?
Oh, I think so. It's quite...
No, I better not do that. It'll be twice the work getting it started again if I let it go down now. This log should burn a long time.
Oh, yep. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, there's beauty in an open fire, Miss Gibbs, but there's too much work in making one and... endless effort in keeping one going. When I'm rich, I think I'll put in an automatic stoker and have the fireplace sealed up.
Oh, no, Mr. Williams, not that beautiful fireplace.
Well, I won't, Miss Gibbs, not if I have to do the work myself. Nora's probably told you about my allergy, hasn't she?
Allergy?
To work, Miss Gibbs. Too bad, too, because if only for Nora's sake, I ought to try to make something of myself. She deserves more than a useless father.
Oh, Mr. Williams, I think that
you... Don't try to give me any excuses for myself, Miss Gibbs. I'm quite handy at providing my own. I know what's the matter with me. My trouble is I just don't care to do anything about it. You want to look around the farm with Nora and her friend?
Oh, I think Nora will take me around a little later, don't you?
Well, don't bother. She doesn't ask you, Miss Gibbs. Nothing to see. I can't understand why Nora thinks there is. There's nothing out there at all. Just a dairy farm falling apart like its owner. Yep, yes.
Well, Nora, we got the barn door open, but it ain't never going to close again. Looks like we busted it.
Well, don't worry about it, Freddy. Daddy won't even notice it.
Well, if it was my barn, I'd raise a fuss about it.
Does this place look as if Daddy cared much about it?
Well, he oughta, because he's got some layout here. It's a mess, sure. It's fallen apart at the hinges and busted out at the seams, but, boy, it must have been a slick place once.
Mr. Heather from the farm across the road said this was Rossville's finest dairy farm about 10 years ago.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it wasn't the finest, I'll bet it sure was about the biggest. They don't come any bigger than this, do they?
Well, I don't know. I don't know much about dairies except what I learned in school.
Well, I practically never went to school. But I can look around this joint. I guess this is where they milk the cows, huh?
Yes, I know that much.
Yeah, me too. Hey, look, kid.
Huh?
All the stuff is still there. The things you milk with and everything, I mean. Get some of that junk off of there and clean it up a little. I'll bet it'll still work, too.
Oh, almost everything works, Freddy, a little bit. Especially in the dairy room.
Dairy room? What's that?
Well, maybe that's not what it's really called, but I call it that. It's in here. You want to see it?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
It's this door here.
Okay.
Oh, dear. It's stuck, too. I guess you don't want to bother seeing it anyhow, huh?
Oh, come on, Nora. Let's go have a look at it. Well, this joint is kind of getting me.
Oh, crickets, is it?
Yes, it is. You know, I ain't never seen a dairy before. Hey, let me try that door.
All right.
Let's go now. This one wasn't stuck too much.
At least we didn't break it the way we did the other one.
Yeah. Hey, giggle again like that, will you, kid? You know, I like that.
Freddie Lang, you stop teasing me.
Oh.
Now, come on, let's see the dairy room or whatever it is.
Hey, what a mess of machinery. And what a mess, too.
Yes, isn't it just simply awful? But golly, I'll bet it was beautiful once.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, I know what goes on in here.
You do?
Yeah, sure.
But Crickets, I thought you didn't know anything about a dairy.
I don't, but I got eyes, ain't I? Now look, you got to do something to milk to make it safe or something, don't you?
You pasteurize it. Oh, Crickets, I know that too.
Well, you went to school, and I hope you know it. Well, that's the thing you're doing here.
What?
Hey, you see that big steel cabinet over there?
Yeah.
And that one over there?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the furnace that makes the steam that heats the cabinet and stuff.
Oh, golly, yeah.
And over there, that thing with the twisted pipes, I'll bet you that's a cooler. You don't put hot milk in bottles, do you?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know neither. I'll bet that's what it is. Hey, look over there, kid.
Where?
That long rack, see it?
Oh.
Bet that's where the bottles go down to get filled up with milk.
Yes, I saw one of those in the movies once. The bottles go down the rack and around that funny machine over there.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, they're full of milk.
That's right. And then the bottles pass the machine, all capped and everything else.
Uh-huh.
And then they get put into crates. And then they go out the doors over there, they put them on the trucks, and they get... Hey, wait.
Hmm?
Where's the bottle sterilizer?
The what?
The bottle sterilizer. You know, where they clean bottles before they fill them up. I guess that's out in the other room.
Hmm.
Let's see, now the bottle rack goes through the little door in the wall over here. Yep, there she is, Nora. And there's even stacks or crates full of bottles down there. You know, this joint's got everything in it but milk and a crew of men to operate it.
Freddy, you talk as if you'd like to see this place running again.
I sure would. Hey, Nora, what's the matter with that old man of yours, huh? Is he off his nut or something? He's got a gold mine right here in his own backyard and he's just letting it go to rot.
Oh, I don't think he even knows what's here. And even if he does, I know he doesn't want to do anything about it.
Well, maybe somebody ought to give that old man of yours a kick in the pants. I got nothing to lose. Maybe I'm the one who ought to give him the boot he needs. Listen, you got everything out there, Mr. Williams. You got just everything. You got the works. Now, look, all you need to do is to take that...
I know all I need, Mr. Lang. I need a herd, for one thing. That takes money. I need to repair and reinstall the equipment. That takes money.
Yeah.
And I need a crew of men. That takes money.
Yeah.
And I'll have to manage the place. That takes ambition. Money I think I could get, but ambition. Well.
No, Mr. Williams, Freddie's right. There is a wonderful opportunity for you. Right in your own backyard.
Opportunities have to be taken before they mean anything, Miss Gibbs.
Well, here's one that you ought to take, Mr. Williams. You know, this joint of yours could be fixed up really great. Well, I bet you could have it in full operation in maybe a couple of months, maybe less.
Oh, I realize that, son, but that takes money and effort.
But, Daddy, it could be such a wonderful thing.
Yes, I suppose, Nora, but...
But nothing, Mr. Williams. Now, look, you don't savvy what's out there, do you? I'll bet you that there's $100,000 worth of machines and gadgets out there just going to waste. Well, you're off your nut if you don't do something about that.
You sound as if you'd like to do something with it yourself.
If it was mine, I would.
You mean you'd go to all the trouble of cleaning the place up and putting yourself in debt for a loan to buy a herd and delivery trucks and...
Listen,
pay...
I'd bust my neck for something like what you got out there, and you don't even know it. Me, I'm a no-account guy who hates to work.
Oh, you are, are you?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, son?
Just 22.
But, Daddy, he's awfully old for 22.
Well, if he's just 22, at 22, he's old enough, Nora. I like your enthusiasm for that pile of scrap in my backyard, son. Tell you what.
What?
I'll shave tomorrow and put on my good suit and go into town to the bank and see if I can get a loan.
To fix the dairy and run it, Daddy?
Yes, Nora. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, crickets, Daddy. It'd be just super.
Oh. What do you think, Miss Gibbs?
I think it would be wonderful, Mr. Williams. And I also think you'd never regret it.
I hope not. And as for you, Mr. Lang, you talked me into this, so you talked yourself into it, too.
Well, gee, that's great, Mr. Williams, but... Well, I already got a job.
Well, quit it, whatever it is. If I get that loan at the bank, I'm going to put my dairy in operation, and you're going to be my manager.
Oh, huh? Freddie, isn't that just scrumptious?
Scrumptious, kid?
Hmm?
Say, listen, Cricket, you don't know the half of it. I ain't got words enough to tell you how I feel down inside.
Well, Freddie Lang has certainly made a worthy contribution to Nora Williams' future. Will Mr. Williams get the loan at the bank? And how will Nora's father fit into the life of Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Heart in Harmony. Ladies, want to have an out-of-this-world dinner for your family? A dinner equal to your Christmas feast? Then get beef. Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's your 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red, nestling in a pool of its own rich brown juice. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificently thick steak, the classic dinner dish that makes any meal a success. There's nothing quite like a delicious beef dinner to welcome your family home from the day's work. So visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Now your local announcer.